The City Carved in Stone. For centuries, European explorers heard rumors of a lost city hidden in the deserts of Jordan, a city carved into the faces of rose-red cliffs. Local Bedouin tribes knew about it, but they didn't tell outsiders. The ruins were sacred and secret. In 1812, a young Swiss explorer named Johann Burckhardt decided to find it. He had learned Arabic, dressed in local clothing, and called himself Sheikh Ibrahim. He told his guide he wanted to sacrifice a goat at a tomb he'd heard was somewhere in the mountains. The guide led him through a narrow canyon, so tight that the walls almost touched above their heads. The canyon twisted and turned for over a mile, dark and cool. Then, suddenly, it opened up. In front of Burckhardt was a building carved directly into the cliff face, a temple with columns and statues and intricate carvings, glowing pink in the afternoon light. It was called Al-Khazneh, the treasury. Beyond it lay an entire city, tombs, temples, a theater, houses, all cut from the living rock. This was Petra, built over 2,000 years ago by a people called the Nabataeans. They had grown rich from the trade routes that crossed the desert, and they had carved their city out of the mountains themselves. At its peak, 30,000 people lived here. Then the trade routes shifted, and Petra was slowly abandoned and forgotten. It took a man willing to learn a new language, wear unfamiliar clothes, and tell a clever story to walk through that canyon and see the treasury glowing in the light again.